Super Bowl snooze fest, scandal brewing in Virginia, and a big-time rapper arrested by ICE. This is what you need to know. Good morning. This is Cheddar's Need to Know podcast for Monday, February 4th, 2019. I'm Carlo Versano here with Jill Wagner. Hey, Jill.
Hey, good morning, Carlo.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Here's what's happening today.
The New England Patriots defeated the LA Rams 13-3 in the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history. The game was a battle of defenses and a bit of a slog, but Brady and the Patriots eked out the win, their sixth title in 18 years. Julian Edelman had 10 catches for 141 yards. He was named Super Bowl MVP.
Whew, yeah, I can't believe I stayed up late to watch this. Even halftime was boring. So we had Maroon 5, led by a shirtless Adam Levine, rapper Travis Scott, and outcast Big Boy. They're receiving mostly pans this morning for what was generally a shrug-worthy halftime show, devoid of anything really interesting or edgy, at least I thought. Also, Jill, all of our prop bets were off. They barely showed Giselle. I don't think they showed Kylie Jenner at all. Adam Levine wore neither a leather jacket nor a T-shirt. You know what? The best performances, I thought, were before the game. Gladys Knight gave a very rousing national anthem, and Beyonce protégés Chloe and Holly sang a really great America the Beautiful.
Robots and existential dread seem to be the commercial themes this year. Brands mostly played it safe, with Bud Light's Game of Thrones tie-up among the more well-received.
Lots of robots in those commercials, right? What was your favorite?
I liked a lot of them. I did like the Serena Williams Bumble commercial, and I also liked the Amazon Alexa commercial. I thought it was funny. I like humor in these commercials.
Yeah, I'm with you. Harrison Ford was funny there. I got to say, though, I'm a news nerd, so it was that Washington Post commercial that got me. Though, I do wonder how many journalists could they have hired for the $5 million it cost for a 30-second Super Bowl ad.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam reportedly considering resigning after his medical school yearbook emerged, showing two people, one in blackface and one in a KKK robe, posing in a photo on his page. Northam's a Democrat. He held a press conference over the weekend in which he said he was not one of the people in the photo. He did admit, though, to once dressing in blackface as part of a Michael Jackson costume. National and state politicians from both parties calling on him to resign.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of weird press conferences in my career, Jill. This was among the strangest on Saturday. At one point, a reporter asked him if he could still moonwalk because of that Michael Jackson costume. He actually looks like he's going to try it for a second until his wife actually steps in and tells him it's inappropriate. The thing that I don't get about this story is even if he isn't one of the people in this racist photo, he still must have decided it was worth having associated with him on if it was going to be on his yearbook page, right? You know, Northam lost support from virtually all of his allies over the weekend. He's reportedly meeting with his administration this morning in Richmond. I think it's probably unlikely he's the governor of Virginia by this time tomorrow, but I've been wrong on these things before. I guess we'll see.
A White House source leaked President Trump's private schedule for the past 3 months to Axios. The schedules show that the president spends the first 5 hours of the day, or about 60% of his time, in unstructured executive time. That's what they call it. Axios published the hour-by-hour look, and this is a massive leak, Carlo.
Executive time, one of the world's great euphemisms. I wish I had 60% of my schedule set aside for executive time. You must really wish that, since you have a baby, right?
Absolutely.
It sounds like my senior year of college.
Grammy-nominated rapper 21 Savage was arrested by ICE in a targeted operation on charges that he overstayed his UK visa. He now faces deportation.
So 21 Savage, his visa expired in 2006. Get someone to take care of that, man. Anyway, he's claiming to be from Atlanta, and he's considered a local act there. So now the Department of Homeland Security says, no, he's actually British, and he didn't come to the U.S. until he was 12.
Spotted this weekend, Kate Beckinsale holding hands with SNL comedian Pete Davidson. This was early Saturday morning in Los Angeles after his stand-up show. Of course, Pete Davidson been in the news a lot for his personal life after breaking up an engagement with Ariana Grande.
This guy does pretty well for himself. I don't really get it, but good for him, I guess.
And Groundhog Day was Saturday. Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow. That means an early spring. And Carla, we of course know how precise the groundhog is at predicting the weather.
It's a science. Now take this with a heaping of salt, Jill. He's only right about 40% of the time, it turns out. To paraphrase one of my favorite movies, I think one of yours also, this winter is never going to end.
And watch out for that first step. It's a doozy. Another favorite line there. All right, that's what you need to know on Monday, February 4th.
Have a great day, everyone.